The total number of movie theaters in the U.S. has been falling since 1995, and last year the number of tickets sold hit its lowest level since 1992, according to Box Office Mojo. But that hasn't stopped Moctezuma Esparza from opening 5 new theaters in California. His Maya Cinemas company aims to bring movie theaters to underserved communities with large Latino populations. Moctezuma Esparza joins us now from Pasadena for today's View from the Top, our series of conversations with leaders. Welcome to Here and Now.
It's a pleasure to be here. I love listening to your show.
Well, thank you. And where did this idea come from?
Well, I had a career as a movie producer, a very successful and enriching and career that allowed me to focus on my own cultural heritage. I made movies like The Milagro Beanfield War, The Ballad of Gregorio Cortez, Selena. As part of that career, I got to travel the United States organizing the premieres for my movies. And so for Milagro Beanfield War, which Bob Redford directed, I went to 20 cities to arrange benefit premieres where we raised scholarship money. And I found that there were no first-run movie theaters in any Latino community in the United States. This is 1987.
Right.
10 years later, when I did the same for the movie Selena, I found that even the second-run movie theaters had closed in Latino communities. And so I thought about what I had experienced and said, this is an opportunity. It's a business opportunity, and it related back to my own childhood where the most treasured moments that I have of memories with my dad was him taking me to the movies on his one day off on Monday, where I got to see Mexican movies where, of course, Mexicans were the good guys, the bad guys, the guy who got the girl who managed to achieve her dreams, all of that.
And you grew up, by the way, in the Boyle Heights neighborhood of L.A. You were able to walk to the movie theaters.
I grew up in Boyle Heights, yes, the original suburb of Los Angeles. And there were 3 movie theaters within walking distance. Today, you know, I live a few miles away from Boyle Heights, not far from where I grew up. And there are no movie theaters. And those movie theaters are now churches or flea markets, or they've been torn down. And all across the United States, the urban center core has pretty much been turned into an entertainment desert. And I view entertainment as part of the needs of being human, right? Just as much as food and shelter are a need, we need to be able to get out of our head. We need to be able to dream. We need to be able to see something else as a possibility for our lives and what we go through every day.
Why do you think, though, that those neighborhoods have become entertainment deserts?
Well, there's complicated reasons that have to do with the nature of the abandonment of the intercity altogether and the building of malls and of super shopping centers in the suburb and in affluent communities where large developers want national retailers who are credit tenants, which is where they get AMC, Regal, and Cinemark to be their tenants. And so there are no developers who are working in the inner cities, in Latino working class communities. So as a consequence, you don't have the national tenants and you don't have the big modern movie theaters, which is where the cinema industry migrated to.
So what's been the reaction to your theaters? Have you seen them fill up with people in Latino neighborhoods?
We have been resoundingly a success. And I knew it would be because Latinos are reported by the Motion Picture Association as the highest frequency moviegoers of any ethnic group in the United States. We love movies and we go as a group, we go as a family, and we go often. And so I knew that in these communities, actually movie going, even though we are the most frequent moviegoer, was depressed because people have to drive a long distance. And the further you are from a quality venue, the less often you go.
And what kind of films are you showing?
We show first-run Hollywood films, and we take 1 or 2 screens, and we specialty program them with art films, documentaries, Spanish-language films, American Latino films, which is a completely different thing, not Spanish-language films. This is a separate category. And they don't get supported, and the studios generally don't make those movies, and the independent filmmakers who manage to make one rarely get invited into the theatrical mainstream cinemas. So we're committed to all of that, and we are a first-run mainstream cinema.
You say Latinos love to go to the movies. I wonder, though, if you think that, like the general population, they're going to migrate to their TV screens and Netflix and all the new entertainment venues that we have.
Well, that's a wrong concept. It's completely doesn't speak to how humans behave, right? So movie theaters compete with what you do out of the home, not with what you do in the home, right? So I'll remind you, I don't know how old you are, but there was a moment where television came in and color TV was this amazing thing. And then there was pay TV, and then there was VHS, and then there was DVDs, and then there was HBO, and then Netflix through the mail, and then Netflix streaming, and then there was Hulu and Zulu and all the other forms of entertainment that are delivered in the home. None of them depressed movie going. In fact, there is hard studies that show that they promoted movie going. Throughout the last 70 years, the average attendance for the average American has been between 4 and 5.5 times do they go to the movies a year. So the whole notion that a big giant 75-inch television screen at home is going to convince people not to get out of their house and go see the new Star Wars movie in the theater where they can have a group experience is just wrongheaded. You've got a kitchen, but you go out to eat. Okay, you can have the best home entertainment session outfit at your home, and you still want to get out of your house. And in for Latinos and working class communities in particular, the best value out of the home is a movie.
So what do you make, though, of headlines like one that I'm looking at right now? 2017 saw the lowest level of U.S. movie theater attendance since 1992.
Well, it was still huge, and it only went down 2%. So you can, you know, spin it any way you want. Our movie theaters are very successful. Our attendance is superior to the national attendance, and it's recession-proof. Throughout the entire Great Recession, movie attendance went up. Box office revenues went up. What you do have is a correlation to the price of a ticket and attendance. There is a price sensitivity.
What are you charging at your theaters?
We generally charge a dollar less than the major circuits. And that makes a difference to a family of six.
We're talking here about movie theaters. What about the industry in general? Are you seeing more opportunities for Hispanic filmmakers and actors than there used to be?
Actually, there is less today, ironically. You know, again, another misconception. If you go back 50, 60 years, you can think of Anthony Quinn, Ricardo Montalban, Jose Ferrer, Fernando Lamas, Gilbert Roland, Dolores del Rio, Katy Jurado, Rita Hayworth. These are all movie stars who could greenlight a movie, who headlined movies. And I challenge you to give me one name of an American Latino, not a European, not a Latin American, an American Latino like the names I just gave you, who can headline and greenlight a Hollywood mainstream movie.
So why do you think that is, that there aren't any American Latinos who have risen to the top in 2018?
Well, it's a complicated story, but certainly the political climate today is a reflection of the deep-seated historical enmity that exists in this country towards people of Mexican descent. There are 60 million, quote, Latinos in the United States. Two-thirds of them were born in the United States. That's 40 million. Mm-hmm. Those are inherently Native American Latinos, okay? And they're invisible. Everybody thinks of us like we're all immigrants, okay? My family came to the United States before the United States existed.
So are we going to start to see your theaters all over the country?
I sure hope so. That's my plan.
Where's the next opening?
We have a theater under construction in North Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll start construction of our seventh location in Dallas, Texas, and then we're moving to Phoenix and then to Indio, California. And we're looking at many other communities across the country.
That's Moctezuma Esparza, who is a filmmaker, entrepreneur, and activist. He runs Maya Cinemas. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.